Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today is the second portion of our series with Miss Barbara Richardson McClellan. She's written a food column for the Longview News Journal for the past 50 years, published 3 cookbooks, and has done many other things of note. Today's episode covers when some tragedy struck in her life, how she managed to work past that and find some new love.
I probably have missed in those 50 years, maybe 20, 15, I don't know, columns, because I had another baby, had some grandchildren, and had some unfortunate deaths. My husband, Kenneth Richardson, died suddenly, August 7th, 1994. So I guess just went on through a haze. But I kept writing. I missed 2 or 3 weeks and explained what happened. Many, many people commented on how much they appreciated my coming back and still writing. So just kept on writing, and I kept on writing and had a few surgeries, a shoulder replacement, a knee replacement, other areas of the body that were gradually getting older. But I would write with one hand on the surgery recuperation day of the shoulders days, and just kept on writing. And I would think, okay, this is enough. This is it. I'm tired of it. People are tired of reading it, and it's just a bunch of palaver. And I'd get a phone call, or I'd see somebody in the grocery store, and they would say, "We love your writing. We liked your Mother's strawberry pie has by far and for long been the favorite recipe that people commented on." And okay, so I think, all right, I'll write one more week. And then that week would turn into another week. And that's what happened until yesterday, the 50th column. Now, there's been a lot of other things going on. I sang in the First Baptist Church Choir for many years until 1988, when Lottie McClenny, who was a well-known hairdresser and just great all-around funny person, met me in Skinner's grocery store one day and said, "We don't have a choir director at the Hallsville First United Methodist Church. Would you come out? Would you come out for maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month, till we find somebody?" Well, I did, and it brought me great joy. I had never directed an adult choir, had directed children's choirs, youth choirs, but never adults. But I tried to fake it. I learned long ago, you fake it till you make it. And I didn't tell them I'd never stood in front of an adult choir. So they liked me. They also liked the fact that I brought brownies to some rehearsals. Well, those 3 weeks or 4 that I was supposed to stay turned into 8 years. 8 joyous years. Just love those Methodists. I was reared Baptist, and I didn't know anything about baby baptism or some other Methodist things that I learned to love. However, 2 years after Ken's sudden death, I re-met Joe McClellan. We had grown up in the same neighborhood. He and Ken, my first husband, and I were good friends. Joe and I had played in the band together all through 12 years of high school in Tyler, junior high school and elementary. He did something that was unusual, I guess. He wrote me a letter. He knew that my husband had died, sent me a beautiful sympathy card. And we had had a most unfortunate thing in Longview. The high school choir director Don Waugh was brutally murdered, and this was in 1996. Don and Joe had sung in the North Texas choir together. They were both section leaders, a very notable thing, the music program at North Texas, known around the world, I suppose. Don was tenor section leader. Joe was baritone section leader, so they'd become good friends. When Don was murdered, Joe called me first and said, "I heard about my friend Don Waugh's death. What happened?" And I told him that it was a very tragic thing. And Joe asked if I would send him the newspaper clippings, because at that time when he called me, we didn't know what happened. We knew he was murdered, but didn't know any details. So I sent the clippings to Joe. He wrote me a gorgeous letter. Correct grammar. I am, by the way, known as a member of the grammar police, because I do love good grammar. And I was hooked. When a man writes a beautiful letter and uses correct grammar, man, that's the way to a woman's heart.